Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to
Yes.
advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is. I'm filing back again for my unemployment. What happened that I had filed on the 20th. Well, some they laid me up on 21st, and it. Yeah, I had talked to someone, so it went through. So I called Sunday again, and they said I got to get in contact with y'all because when I had got paid my vacation check after the 29th. So it said it wouldn't go through, so I need to talk to y'all again. That's what the computer said.
So, are you trying to file a new claim or reopen a claim?
Yes, I got to reopen my claim because it won't let me go through now, so I got to reopen my claim.
What's your social security number?
Okay, 423-924708.
What's your first and last name?
Herbert Jefferson.
And your license number?
It's 4466754.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Cook.
And your date of birth?
March 6, 1961.
Okay, so I'm looking at your claimant portal. It says your claim is active, but you have not filed your weekly certification for the week we just got out of.
Yes, I called Sunday, and it said it won't let me go through
Did you
because
report
I
wages?
yes, because
Okay.
I didn't want to tell a story, so I said, yeah, I did get paid a check last week, other week. It
All
was by my
right.
vacation check.
What is your preferred language?
English?
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I understand.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punished by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No.
And what is the reason for the break in this claim? Reported wages?
Yes, I
All
reported I
right.
got a vacation
All
paycheck.
right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Well, could you say that again?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits for companies moved overseas?
Oh, no.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Yes, I'm black
Hispanic or
male.
non-Hispanic?
No.
Your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12 years in our trade school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
Okay, it's 516 Oak View Circle, Steel Station, Alabama, 36877.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes.
And what was your job title?
I was maintenance environmental.
You said environmental maintenance?
Yes.
Yes, you have to file your certification. You have to call the number or
or you can go online to the website at apol.alabama.
Is that like environmental engineer?
Yeah, like environmentally, like you know, you be checking the wall of the quality of the cooling and anything that's going wrong with the environment outside, or there, stuff like that.
All right. Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, I really have first or even a sucker.
You said what now, sir?
First or even sucking shift.
So they're saying the shifts that you would normally work, are you available to work all those shifts?
Yes, yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm able to work, yes.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 20 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
27.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Earlier, you indicated that you have not worked since the last time you filed an unemployment compensation claim. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
Okay.
They're saying verify your answer. No or yes, you have.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So say that question again.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have
okay.
not worked. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
Okay. No, I haven't worked.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between January 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2023?
No.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. This cannot be in a prepaid account such as Chime or Cash App. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
Okay. Routing number 06-22-01-106.
One more time for confirmation.
Okay. 06-22-01-106.
All right, and your account number?
308-5495.
One more time for confirmation.
Okay. 308-5495.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension other than Social Security from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Okay. Yeah.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Smiths, Jasper, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Smith.
All right, and which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Cardinal, Cougars, Crusaders, Fighting Knights, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1997 Ford Escort, 2002 Mitsubishi Montero, 2004 Harley-Davidson FXD, 2006 BMW 3 Series, or none of the above?
1997 Escort.
Okay. These are agreement terms at the end. You can say I agree or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes, I agree.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
I agree.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
I agree.
I'm going to read you your closing statements, then you'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m., whether filed online or by telephone. You will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff and claims attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down, your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes, I have my PIN number. I don't have my other number.
I'm finna give it to you. Transaction number is 489.
Okay, hold on. 489. Okay.
838.
Okay.
305.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and your PIN number is 1658.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any further assistance needed?
Okay. The one question I need, y'all, do I need to wait to Sunday to file?
Yes. You do it every Sunday.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.
You're welcome.
Okay.